Esau. Down Esau into the cow. And this mighty is only tail of the cow chased by Zoe, if it has a release. So Rashi explains what the Yichas would say. If it has a release, if let's say on the floor of Yazor, you have a release mighty, on the floor of Yazor, you have a release mighty, so either I say you could be paid your market with me. So it has the underwriter of the Halish and Mikve. So since underwriter of the Halish and Mikve, it cannot be the Kalatum. A Mikve is entire. A Mikve cannot become contaminated. It is entire. Other things that became from it, it cannot itself become contaminated. But Midrash, we don't have a Halish and Mikve until it has name so. So since Midrash says it's incapable of becoming contaminated, and only the Rabbono, in the Azore, so the Chachomim didn't apply that. Apply that. Masheinke, if he doesn't care, if you have mine less than a release on the floor of the Azore, and then Sheretz will touch it, so then don't come from it. So, is there a divorce in the Foreshes, like the Raif, neged the Rash, and neged the Rosh? So we see here that there is no Aloche, that mine should be karke, a mufti of the shemashke, and cannot become contaminated. Here it says that even mine should be azore, where the Chachomim applied this special dispensation, that Tumen Midrabonon shouldn't take effect. So, but if it doesn't have a release, so it doesn't have a shemikve, even on the right level, so then if he share it, touches it, it becomes stomach. So it becomes stomach. It but it's mechuber. So we see that there is no such aloha that mechuber did not become to me. So how can the Rosh, the Rash, the Yam, the Yabin Shem, who mention it, that mechuber, if it's less than 10 reveals, so cannot become to me.
One second, please.
So that seems to be an open spirit to the Shita of the Rashi. So what we have to say is, here the Gemara talks of Mayim Shebikarake, not the Karake in the river outside, but Mayim Shebikarake on the floor on the east of the Azot. Now, so, in other words, So apparently, that according to the Rashi and the Rosh, only if the Mayim Shebikarake is, let's say, is outside, where it's natural for that Mayim to be there. I mean, that's a natural thing for Mayim to be the Karake, in a gather, in a river, in a pool. So the melee is moved of the Shemash. Mashenke is a natural thing for mine to be on the floor in the house. Indoors, it's not a natural thing. It's not a natural thing. So since it's not a natural thing for mine to be in the house, the karke, so the melee it's not moved of the Shemash. But if it has a release, then it has a shemitra with rising. At all, you can have a mitra in indoors. So, since it's a shemitra, so it's mufri shemashta because of the shemitra. But if it doesn't have a release, so since it's not a natural thing, for mine to be the karke indoors in the house, so maybe it's not mufri shemash. In other words, only mine should be karke in the pool, in the river, the gather, where it's the natural thing, or not even a river, let's say just the gum on the street. So it's a natural thing to have water because when it rains, so it fills up the gumas in the street. So maybe it's mufri of the shemashke, mashinke. Mayim Shebikarake on the floor in the house, indoors, where it's not a natural thing there to be water. And if there is water, so it's an accidental fact. It's due to an accidental fact that there was water. Somebody spilled water there. Or maybe it was clean. There's something wrong with the roof. So the drain did. So since it's not a natural thing for mine, the karate, to be in the house, so maybe it's not mukut shemashi. We have to say it. All right, now we have to go over with the Russian of Ram. I mean, with the Shiva Ramam question. Now, we have an idea, Kapach's translation. Yes, what is it?
What
does
it make
the
difference with natural
matter? Now we see from the beginning that we went to the last time. Before the last year we went over the Tisefke. So we see from the Tisefke, said, Gabo shenokal zikhe yayin vash, becholot hilchi nachaot. Hilchi nachaot. So, im reib mayim terav gabe alei, kinivue, she yitmoyim yuchbo. And so, but in the hope is yayin, so then it is the kabbalah. Now the question is, what is it? If there is a law that man should be kabbalah, cannot be the kabbalah, because it's mufkal shemashke, so what difference does it make whether it's man should be kabbalah or yayin should be kabbalah? So we see from this disaster that only man should be kabbalah cannot be the kabbalah, but yayin should be kabbalah, can't be the kabbalah. Can't be kabbalah. Why? The answer is, man should be kabbalah is the natural thing. The natural thing for mayim is to be the karke. That's Mishesh's Mebreishis. So when it starts raining, so then it fills up all the gumens and all the balance with mayim. So since it's a natural thing for mayim to be the karke, so it's mukhe shemashke. But yayim, it's not a natural thing to be the karke. So mele, it's not mukhe shemashke, even if yayin filled up with it, you see. So we have in mind too, the same distinction that we made between yayin and mayim. So only mayim should be karate is mukhe shemashke, but yayin should be karate, vay should be karate, is not mukhe shemashke. Why? Because it's not a natural thing. So vis-a-vis mayim, if the mind happened to be in the karaoke, in the floor, in the bias, so it's not a natural thing there to be mind, so maybe it's not good for the shemash. Alright, now, I have here Kapach's translation, and that's a very good translation because there are many expressions that Kapach translates it differently. Alright, כל קיבוץ מהם יש במדרגה מן הטאור ואחת מסביב מן השמיות אשר למדם וישכו לקרוא אל נעקוף את מדרגה ואומרו שיהיה המים מקופות ירנוחים שייקטים ולא שיהיו שאובים. Now that's one point where the Rambam will חזוק או ישכו כאן לרמב״ם פרש המשתי and the Rambam פרש המשתי. Now, so the Rambam Yom Chazoko says Bein Shulim Bein Shenom Shulim Bein Shulim Bein Shenom Shulim. So why? Because it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference because the Rambam Shite is different. It's unique. The Rambam Shite is that Mayim should be covered can also be covered to me, but only if it's coupled with the element of Machshava of what's Mashenki Mayim Tunshim. So can become contaminated without the subjective element. So insofar as Kabbalah's Tumei, that without the subjective element is concerned, so mind should be counted, it doesn't apply. So the mainly doesn't make any difference whether show or not show. And then according to the Rambam, so even could show has a holy change. So maybe on the highest level it couldn't make any difference whether it show or not show. So then we have to say the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh is Israel can his own chicken in Yod HaZoho. And where is Yod HaZoho? So he says, the dream show will be changing show. It cannot be covered to me without the subjective element. With the subjective element, so that's Rambam Shite. If my Shabbat Karate can't be covered to me. But, so, here the Rambam, so here the Rambam Shite is, so in Perusha Mishneh, that when we say, so he says, Gehushi Amayim Mekupotzi, Nochem Sheikti, V'loi Sheni Nisuv, V'heim Asher Yikrou, Make a Bob, the implication being that if the Mayim in the Gabo is Bishuri, then the Alochas in the Mishnah wouldn't apply. Why? Because then they could become contaminated, even without the subjective. So let's counter into the Rambam Shite in the Hazar. Because Yom HaZoko, he says, Keita, Mayim Shebekarake, She'im Behem Avoyim So, Bein Sho Yishubi, Bein She'im Yom Shub, She'nofa U'iseicho Hameis, U'ishola Ben Atome, Hare Yute, Hare Yute. And he says, Vehu Shebi Amayim Mikupotzi, Nochim Sheikti V'loi Shei Yishubi. But if Shubi not, why not? Because if Shubi, he doesn't have a Chalishen Mikveh. So the male it could become contaminated, even without the subjective element, which is very strange. I mean, the Rambam should say it because of Mishnah. But anyway, he says it so. V'hem Mashe Mikho Mei Gabo V'loi Yiu Be'il Hamei Mishmem So. Elo Pochet Mishmem. V'afu Yisto Achav. היו, אילו המיניס אשר בזה אגב הוליטים, כמו שאיתמו שור המשכין אשר בקרב, ואיתמו אחר איתמו כמו שאיתמו, משכין הפני, אילו בדבר אחר, וזה שמשכין פני אשר בקרב, ייתמו ברוצה, ושלוי ברוצה, כמו שאיסבוי, ואילו ידי אגב הולי, ואיתמו איכוי, אילו ברוצה, ובזה תסחרו איתי משכין של בקרב, ובעבוצה אומר שימשו סומי זה אגב ואשתומי ואשתוי כי מעטוי הניתמו בשיאו זה משכין פמי לפי שאין לה מים ניתמי וביד אטומי באיש שיאו זה וכי למשו אף מזה אגב ובכליתו ניתמו כמו שיודעתו שמשכין פמי ניתם רכי ונופעו ויופעו באלה המים כי כשות תחום האחר איתם מהמים שסתומים מהם כדי להתמו ולסליגו בקבונה ואם רוחצו לו באלה המים אשר ידעו לו סיבת בקבונה כדי להתמע קיקה כי הוא נוגע במשקים פני ובתיסף כמר אומרו לי ביחדו יהיה שהמים שניגע בו עלו וכבותו מעט שנזקשו ומר אומרו לי ביחדו מהם הוך של המים שביודו ותמע קיקה רוצה לא אימא המים אשר יודעים נסלשו, ושובו נכון וכבותו, והוא יתמו, לפני שהמים כבר הגיע בגדר מם נתום, וזה מתבק אותה. It's important to go over the washing of the Rambam in Kappa's translation. Translation. You see, the big difficulty in the Rambam with Yerusha Mishneh is why does the Rambam mention that the who Shehiyu Amayim Mikupotzi Nochem Sheiktim V'moi Shehiyu Shuvi? The implication being that if it is shown, then the dream of the Mishneh don't apply. Why not? Because if it is show, so then it doesn't have a halishen mitzvah. So Tishrei, that Avin Batin Ora mentioned it, so we can say that Avin Batin Ora Shita is that if it is show, So he doesn't have a shemikra mitreise. If he doesn't have a shemikra mitreise, so then the Rambat Noshit is like the Raibe, that Mayim Shebikarka are not moved of the Shemash. But the Shidas Rambam is that even Mayim Shebikarka, if it's uncoupled with the element of Chotz, so then they can be the Kabbalton. So they can be the Kabbalton. And the reason, so we have to understand that. And so why does he say that, but if we require the element of Chotzen, because it's Bikarke. So what difference does it make whether Tisho, Nacho, because even Mayim HaKhomi is going to be Mikabu Tume if it's coupled with the element of Chotzen. But it cannot be Mikabu Tume if it's not coupled with the element of Chotzen. So if it's not coupled with the element of Chotzen, so then it cannot be Kabbal Tumeh because it doesn't have the Chal Shemashke. Why don't have the Chal Shemashke? Because it's Mechubah. So what difference does it make whether Job or Nacho? But let's see the Loshin in Kabbalah's translation. Even though there he also mentions that it's Eyum Shub. Omar, Ki Mikra Samayim Yim Shei Shmayos, Kol Mikra Mehen Yishbo Mayra Shotayo, Ve'im Kol Achas Ta'aloso Memayom Nashmi Yashol Matim Memo. ואיך הלחץ לך המיילו הנמוכו שביקור כגן שהוי מיילו נכונוסי in our gear, in our text it doesn't say מיילו הנמוכו so he says here he says מיילו הנמוכו the lowest way ואיך הלחץ לך המיילו הנמוכו שביקור כגן שהוי מיילו נכונוסי ונוחים בקירה ולהוי שאובי והוא הנמוכו Vehu Anikho Megaboy. I think that the way it reads here in Kabbalah's translation, so we can explain the Rambam, when the Rambam says, Vehu Shuvi, the Rambam doesn't mean that in case where it is shown, so then the Mayim Shebigabo will be Kabbal Tume even without the element of Vashon. That's impossible. But, the Rambam means, the Rambam is trying to explain the lowest grade, the lowest level. So what is the lowest level? The lowest level is Megaboy. So he says, he points out that the lowest, you shouldn't think that the lowest level of Megaboy that is only applies to Megaboy that he showed. But if it is natural, if it is natural, so then it has a Halishem Mikre. So then it's not considered to be the lowest level. One could argue that when do we say that Megabo represents the lowest level? What does it mean the lowest level? The lowest level means that the water cannot be used for Chala, which is only rabbah. It can only be used for Isra HaTvur Chal. Isra HaTvur Chal. But it cannot be used for Chal itself. Even though Chal itself is only rabbah. That's the lowest level. So you shouldn't think that when we say that Megaboy represents the lowest level only if it is Shoal. So if it is Shoal, so it cannot have a Chal Shemich. Basheike, if it's not Joel, so it has a Chalish Mikveh, even if it doesn't have an Emsor, but with the rising of the Chalish Mikveh, as long as it has a release, and it's not Joel, so it definitely has with the rising of the Mikveh, if it's not Joel and it has a release, so then it doesn't represent the lowest level, then it should be able to be used even for Chal itself. So the Rambam tells us no. So he says, "Ve'ichay lahaskir ha'maylo hanimuchu shebikulov kigen shehoyu mayim lechonosi v'nochim bikirei v'lohoyu shuv." Even though it's not shuv, so I think it's not that the Rambam Yilchazoko was chizeya v'mishitei the Pirush HaMishni, because then we have to understand what is the shita of Rambam in the Pirush HaMishni. Vishleinu yabei de. The Rav, we can understand it. But regarding the Rambam, since the Rambam Shiti is a mind shebikalko, can also be mikalko. Can also be mikalko. If even if it is angel, so it can be mikalko to me. Mind shebikalko. As long as it is coupled to the element of Machshon. So when does it, do we say that the mind shebikalko cannot be mikalko to me? Only when the element of Machshon is lacking. Now, if the element of Chotzen is lacking, so why should there be a difference between Shov and Eshov? Especially according to Rambam, who Shiti means that Shov is only Psul. The Rambam Shiti means that Shov is only Psul Rabbanan in Gulishov. So I think that Rambam, when he says in Pirusha Mishneh, he says, Ve'eichel haski ramaylo hanmucho, the lowest grade, the lowest level. Shebikulo, didn't show you my mechonosim binochim bikilo. So that's the lowest level. It's a source of such a low level that you couldn't use the water to make a mix of chal itself, even though chal is manazei sotim rabonon. So you couldn't use it. So you shouldn't say that when we say that the main gabo cannot be used. For cannot be used for mixing challah, which is manazeh, which is only rabbanon, only the mikah, even though it has a release. So if it has a release, it has a shel mikvah midraisa. So one could say only in tishon. So that's the reason as to why it cannot be used for challah, because chov. So because it's Job, so it's supposed to be the Raise, so the Mele, we could say, we could argue that. The Rambam Shita happens to be that Kuli Job is not supposed to be the Raise. But one could argue that the reason is why the Mishneh says, Ligami Mikaboy, that it cannot be used even for Halor, that is Mismanazeh, is because it does not have the Shem Mikvah in the Raise. So even though it has a release, and the release has a Shem Mikvah in the Raise, it can be taken, Machu Mitzvah in the Raise, but on account of the fact that it showed, so maybe it doesn't have a Shem Mikvah in the Raise, so because of that, you cannot, it cannot be used for Halo, but if it would be any show, even though it doesn't have them so, but with the Raise, the Reviso is also enough. A Reviso, not Reviso, but Reviso, look, is enough to the entire Kelly. So it has a Shemikra with Raise, it has a Shemikra with Raise. So the Mele, it should be kosher for Hale, which is only Bismarze, which is only with Rabban Bismarze. So the Rabban tells us, no, it's not like that. When the Mishneh talks of the Gabo, as being the lowest level and being unsuited even for Chale, with Maazeh, that is in Rabbanon. So the Mishneh has reference not only to any Gabo that is shown, so then you could say it doesn't have Shemitah, but even in a Gabo that is natural and has release, so it definitely has Shemitah, I say. It still represents the lowest level. So this, I think, what the Rabbah means. The Heichel Haski Ramayo and Mucho Shemikulo. Kikin Shehoyu Mayim Mechonosim, Vinochim Mikile, Viloi Hoyu Shuv. Even though it's Loyu Shuv, it's still Mayim Mucho. Not that Ke Mayim Shuv is so the meaning of the Mishneh apply. But if it's any show, if it is show, so then it would be different, the whole thing would become contaminated. Because the Shita Sarabha means that even if we say the show, it can become contaminated, as long as it is coupled with the element of force. But the Rambam means that even though it's natural, and it definitely has a Shemitah Midraise, on account of the fact that it's a revised mind, a revised mind that is kosher lahabdul bein machzim itzinerias, it has a chalisha mikveh. So even though it's lo yishuvim, it still represents the Maila Hanukkah Shikol. V'ulani komi davoi. So then, the Pirush HaMishneh is not contrary to the Rambam Shikha Yorazon. V'ulhoi obeis from Hamayim Avoyim Sof. V'ulhoi obeis from Hamayim Avoyim Sof. V'ulhoi obeis הרי המים הלום שבקירון הזה מסתמים כמו שמסתמים של המשקין שבקירון ומתמים אחר שמיתנו כדרך שמתמים משקין תמאים זו לא עושים דבר אחר והוא שמשקין תמאים שבקירון מסתמים ומתמים לרוצים ושלא לרוצים כמו שנסבור ומית הבויים אלו הם מתמים ולא מסתמים אלו לרוצים ובזה הם שמים ממשקין שבקירון ופי חכמה שימשוך ומנקים ומנקה אודם תומי ואודם תואר הרי התואר נתמו מחמש ששוסו משנית מהם ושמיים הלואו נתמיו ביד התומי ושור ששוסו וכן מיו אין מייצי הקירים וכוי תואר נתמו כפי שכבר ידוע שמשכים מהם ניתן הם מסכים ונין נופה לא ניצן המים כיכר של תחום האחר שנתמו המים מחמש ששוסו התומי מהם הרי זה לא נתמו, מפני שנופל שלא לרוצה. ונדיחו בעצם המים שנעסוק לרוצה, לרוצה, נתמו איזה הקיקה, מפני שנוגע במשקים מהם. ובתספטן, מה אומרו, נדיח את תואר, של המים שנגע בו עלו, נקבל תומת שינסטישו. ומפני מה אומרו, נדיח תומר, הוכשר המים של יודו, ונתמיו ביטוי איזה הקיקה. כלימה, המים של יודו נסלש, ונעשה מוכון נקבל תומר. והוא תומי מחמה שהמים כבר הם בידם בו מסוים יש אותו This is in Kabbalah translation בידם בו מסוים יש אותו In our translation שהמים כבר הגיעו בגדר מה מן התומי Kabbalah translated בידם בו מסוים יש אותו If it's in the act So and in our translation it is כבר הגיעו בגדר מה מן התומר ולזה הוא הפיכו מסתם יקיק נאם הוא יפת נסתן של התרעב בוא תן של התרעב, בוא תקיים בגיעים לדעת הראשי נמצא את מה הם נחו והכן עד במקבו תומר הוא עבר בכן עד במקבו תומר אם יפידו זו דבר לביניס בקוס מחובו בניס מופקם שמשקה או יצמופקם שמשקה בקוס תזר לביניס because mikve is mikve shemashke but mechubov in the such is not that the machlek between the Bible and I'm going to end the Rashi in the Rosh and Dara but the Rambam Shiti is very strange he says mayim shebikarche can be recovered to me if it is coupled with the element of Potsim but if it's not coupled with the element of Potsim then Pushim can be recovered to me and mechubovim cannot be recovered to me why is the element of Potsim So important. Now, I think that the Rambam is also meaning that as long as it is Mechubah, it's Mufgat Shemashke, per se. It's Mufgat Shemashke, per se. As long as it is Mechubah. And you see that the Rambam in Pirush HaMishneh says, the Rambam in Pirush HaMishneh says, ימידיח תומי הוך של המים של יודו וניתנו ביטלס עקיקה כלימה שהמים של יודו ניסלש ונעשה מוכל לקבל תומי והוא תומי מחמס שהמים כבו הם בדרגו מסיימש של תומי because number one the Rambam is trying to explain some the question that arises is this according to the Rambam So, if the mayim shebigavo, when it's coupled with the element of rotzim, they are ready to be mekabel tumeh, and here at the very outset, when the tumeh drank from the gavo, or when he drew with a clean tumeh from the gavo, so that was done deliberately, voluntarily. I mean, he wanted to fill up the kelim with mayim. He wanted to fill up his mouth or his hands with mayim. So the element of rotzim was there. So mayim, So TKX was capable of contaminating the whole gavu. So then the question arises, so the whole gavu is stomach. So why do we say that if after the whole mali, all the mali, if the gavu became contaminated, a kikah shel truma fell in, and then he picked up the kikah, but he didn't try to rinse it. So the element of rotzen was lacking. There was no rotzen on his part to detach a number of drops of water from the gabbro in order to wash out the kitchen. That torchin was lacking. But who needs the torchin? All the mayim in the gabbro, is stomach, because it became contaminated at the very outset when the stomach drank from it. So every drop of water in the gabbro is stomach. And then he picked up the kitchen and the 100 drops of water. So the 100 drops of water are drops that are tomei, not good. So what is the act? So who cares that what is the act? Why do we have to rely on the act if without the act? We say that comes out of the shame. So all the waters in the Gabbro never became contaminated. But according to the Rambam, the moment the tomei drank from the Gabbro, so then every drop of water became contaminated. Now he picked up a kitchen. He wasn't patriarch. So the element of Watson is lacking. Why do you need the element of Watson? If those 100 drops of water that are on the surface of the kitchen are mind playing. So it's like mind preaching. So the Rambam here of Kesha Mishnah says that until India, so he says, Kalimah al Shabbat is a lot of Islam. The nice muhal becomes tume. So the kikya becomes stomach, mahmad, the drops on the kikya. But the question is, the drops on the kikya, the Rambam doesn't agree with the Shito Gadol Hashem that we are cheshish, maybe tipe X is on the kikya. The Rambam holds, why should we be cheshish, maybe tipe X is on the kikya? So we have to assume that the 100 drops of my mother kikya are not tipe X. Arabatikas. So why did the Rambam ask? The Nazi Muhammad Tume, the Utome. So the Mahmashem, Amayim Kvorim, the Dalbol is Yem Shotomo. Why the Dalbol is Yem Shotomo? In other words, the 100 drops, even though they do not represent TPX, also have a certain Dalbol, a certain aspect of Tume in them. So Melan, now that he was a diach and there is an element of Watson, so the Hadoche, and that is it with Chashiris. What does the Hadoche indicate? The Hadoche indicates that he wants the 100 drops of water on the Kikya to be detached from the Hadoche. Because when he picked it up, so he saw that the Kikya was filthy, was unclean, so he pushed it. He pushed it in the water again and again to wash off all the dirt, all the filth from the kikya. So he wanted to wash off the filth of the kikya by immersing it in those drops of water, clean water. So in other words, he wanted to detach, to detach these 100 drops from the gabbro, so that they should be mishlesh from the gabbro. So he wanted. But, and if he didn't drink, so he didn't want. So he doesn't acquire Shemashki. But why does he have to acquire Shemashki? According to Rambam, all the world follows. After you talk about so the case the outer new soul, so the game Shnei Mikvoi Yisei Achot Yei Yavos. The Achochein, the Yitavomer Achomer, 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 if he went down to the beach, and then he saw whether he was beautiful or was not beautiful, how the child today, I mean, he's not that he's nothing, that means he's coming to his reality, but sometimes he might go down to the beach, but if that day, when he is not there, you know, approaches beyond the level of water, so he says, he's just a thief. You won't take it at all. So you're deciding whether he made the whole group or not. So we said, I'm going to go to the after you talk about him, he knows that he was taken. But the question is whether the robot went so or the one guy went so. Or should he be crazy? And I think I'm going to go to the chamber. So what happened when we did a maintenance of it? So he said,
Why? Because maybe the life is a homeland. I promise you, I will be with the company, with the head start of the world. And then, you can see that the people of the world, because I have to have a double to my prayer, they wish that you are going to be the last in place. So, that is our work, I mean. So, according to the Christian say, that even
and the other extreme possibility is
that the condition took place only in the third edition of the world, and not in the third edition. So everything was given, not to be taken, so because of the Chazok. Now, from the point of view, the Chazok is the cover of Chet HaShalimo, and for the new today. And the first of these in heaven is that is for of Chet HaShalimo. So, from the point of view of the Chet HaShalimo, the Mikra which came, the dead status quo has been, but we cannot say it's still that new, because now we see that it's Chaseno. But until the third of each day of the morning, it can't be. That's from the point of view of the Chet HaShalimo of the Mikra. But from the point of view of the Chet HaShalimo of the Albert, the four, who people stay there, children will stay there, so many people, many more people, so they have a status quo being done. The question is, that status quo, that Chazok in the Torah of Tomei, was Pota as a result of the merging in the Mikra Shalimana. So from the point of view of the Chazok of the Mikra, we should say that the status quo of Tomei continues. It continues. So we have two Chazokos that are opposed to each other, two antithetical Chazokos. In other words, the book from the point of view of the Chazok in which we should say that since that the person is in the question anymore, it continues to be shared. Now it's a table. But until now, all the feelings are still the same in this way. What would you from the point of view of the Chazok of the Gavra, the Chazok of the Gavra, so we should say that since the status quo was not up to me, the question is, with the two of the result of the merging of the so we should be safe and advocating that it comes into that field in return, that it was for that. So if you had, if the two had to be the same, so we would have to each other, so that it would become given a piece of it, and then the Shizalabi, which is Victoria, the Shizalabi, the Shizalabi, that's the sheet of Rashid. But I'm going to say no. Here the other is because we exegetes the line upon the shape of the Mikveh, we have two races. First of all, we have the discovery of the Gavra of the King, King Negev, that's one way of saying, and then we have the race in the shape of the Mikveh because it's two of the Reno. Now it's a thing of the Reno. So in other words, what does it mean in other words? That when we have two opposing chazokes, so if the two chazokes are the same, are equal, then we can slice each other, so we become the same. But in this case, the two chazokes are not the same. In other words, the story of the gospel is not the same. So the Chazon of the Mikra is weaker than the Chazon of the Gavra. So the Mele, the Chazon of the Gavra came in prevalence over the Chazon of the Chazon of the Mikra. That's what Pshat in Gavra is. Another Pshat is that Pshat is mentioned as Shmaitre. Chazon of the Mikra in Simon Zayin, he mentions Shule Zayin, he mentions another Pshat. He mentions another shot. The shot is this, in other words, there is such a thing as Chazok in the Mikra. But just that there is such a thing as Chazok in the Mikra, the concept of Chazok in the Hashem too. In other words, just as we have to say, since, let's say, a week ago, it has a certain status quo, so that status quo can be used. There is such a thing in the concept of Chazok in the Hashem too. So if we have to consider it retrospective, we must know it. And we know now in case it is in such a state. Now, for example, here too. Now it's happening. So if we have to consider it retrospective, so how was it? You know, how was it now? How was it? If from the point of view of Chazok in the Mikra, so we say, 用户，你说谁有力量的心理，你拿出什么加入拿了够他只有我们不这场的工作你就看到很多我觉得人你看这不看到一个还是不看到一个还是不什么没有拿了他没有拿了你觉得必须他没有他们就说你要他们就说他们就把他们自己明年一米七这就不再就有他们一起手就看到了牙手能为了手心So so things right now. So every hour, number when there is, in this case, things there is now. So what do I do? So why I'm not going to have it? Why am I not going to have it? It's very similar to the first.